Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kinsey. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Kinsey. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting third. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Susko. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Meyer moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kinsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinsey bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Kinsey moves to second. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kinsey moves to third. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 0 for 1 in the game. Susko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Susco trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Harris moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins has Harris trapped. There's the throw to Rule and back to Appling, who tags Harris for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rule hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kinsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinsey strikes out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Cronin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Susko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes fields the ball and throws to Kinsey covering. Safe. Stone moves to third. Harris moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone scores. Harris moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Susko. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Susko steals second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The slide. Rule applies the tag. Harris is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Kinsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Kinsey takes first base on ball 4. Rule moves to second. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Rule moves to third. Kinsey moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell strikes out. 1 out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-3 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-3 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinsey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kinsey. Schulte scores. Travis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Aussie Bluge pinch runs for Cecil Travis. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bluge scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Cronin steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aussie Bluge now playing third base. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Susko takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Susko moves to third. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Susko scores. Sewell moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Senators. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Harry Kinsey. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Rule goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Senators. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.